Well, she's going away.
No, okay. Now we're recording, so you can call it to order if you so choose.
All right. We will call to order the Community Advisory Transportation Commission. Today is Wednesday, August 6th, 2025. The time is approximately 6 o'clock, and we will continue on with our agenda. We do not have quorum, but we will go through our agenda.
Vice Chair, can we do roll call?
Yes.
Thank you.
Board, yeah.
Kenneth Kennedy Schultz. Mm-hmm. John Latimer.
Yep.
Nathan Murray. Levine. Andrea Madison. Kyle Hedquist.
Yep.
Cheryl Hummon.
Yep.
Beth Schmidt. Ramona Murtha. Jacqueline Roche.
Here.
Staff member Kevin Hotman.
Here.
Tony Martin.
Here.
Julie Hansen. Staff assistant Kelly Richardson. Thank you, everybody.
Oh, don't forget.
Do we have any visitors?
You need to introduce our new.
And then as... this will be my last meeting supporting the group. I'm being transferred over to the fire department, so that's a good thing. And Vanessa Strode is going to take my place in supporting the group.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello.
Hi, Vanessa. By the way, it's Latimer, not Mir.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, and because we don't have quorum, we will postpone the approval of the agenda minutes and just move on to four, or do you guys want to do
four? Is fine.
Four. Any public comment at this time? Okay, seeing none, we will move on to our next agenda item, which is going to be presented by our folks here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So one of the topics that CATC had asked us to look at was transportation projects that are either in the works or planned for the future, so that you members of CATC can get kind of an idea of what's going on in the city. So my plan is to go through these projects fairly quickly, so if CATC members could hold their comments or questions till the end. And then once we're done, then if you guys have any questions about anything, but also the plan is that if you see any project or a couple of projects that you're really interested in, we can come back at a future CATC meeting with the complete plans or the ideas and get into more details of what this will be. So I think Tony was going to, what I'll do is I'll kind of go through this list that you guys have. Cheryl, hopefully you have a copy of it. And then Tony's going to use a map to kind of show the area in case you're not familiar with the location. So the first group is pedestrian safety projects, and those include like rapid RFB is a rapid flashing beacon. Those are the push button that flash at you. Crosswalk improvements, edge lit signs, things like that. So one of the projects that's currently in final design, it's an ODOT project, is Liberty at River Street, which is just north of the railroad tracks as you head north on Liberty Street. It's near the bottle drop, which is on Commercial, but it's that years ago there was a fatal, and so it became a fatal pedestrian crash, and it became a higher priority for ODOT. So ODOT is pursuing this project, and the plan is to install rapid flashing beacons there. So when they push buttons, they'll be able to see that.
You're in Michigan.
That is the wrong state.
Close.
Yeah, so it's right, it's kind of just right north of there. When it turns a corner, the next street, there we go, right there.
Oh, yeah.
So, so it'll be on the south side of that intersection crossing Liberty. There'll be a tree that has to be removed there in the southwest corner for visibility of the flashing lights. The next one is Union at Front.
Where is River Street?
River Street is the one across.
Where is it in the world?
It's just
north of the railroad tracks. This is the Portland Western Line.
Yeah, as you're hedging north towards the Parkway. The next one is, sorry, I'm going to keep you busy here. The next one is Union at Front. This is kind of a continuation of our bike project on Union Street. We have a family-friendly bikeway that goes from Commercial Street all the way to right around Winter. This project is going to connect that east portion of Winter at Commercial Street and mark bike lanes down Union Street to Front Street here. And then we're going to have a curb extension there in that front corner. We need to pull the pedestrians away from the railroad track there. It's real tight. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to shift the road a little bit, remove some of the median out here. And so that we can meet ADA. And then we're also going to put a bike and ped crossing to the bridge from the south side of Union Street over marked crossing kind of diagonally. So that we can get bikes that come off the Union Street bridge to cross Union Street to be in where they need to be to continue on Union. So that's a project.
Sorry.
That it,
yes. Can you repeat that? I bike through there all the time, and I didn't follow diagonal from...
Yeah, so right about here. So you're going to come off the bridge, and right in here, we're going to have a marked bike crossing here and ped crossing to get people over, because once you get to the intersection, you can't cross. So we're going to kind of have an improved crossing on this side of the alley, and then over here on the east side, we're going to complete the bike lanes from where they end kind of right in here all the way to Front Street.
Where are they going to get, and then are they going to get across the railroad tracks there?
Yeah, they'll cross the road yes. Okay. The next one, and Mark, if these are getting your interest and you want to have more discussion about them, make a note and we can come back to it.
Okay.
And then, or I can bring the plans in a future meeting. The next one is Lancaster at Manor. And this was originally, there was a new development going in at Weathers.
Panda Express.
And then we made that kind of a condition of their development. And that kind of changed, but we're putting a pet island between Manor and Weathers to be able to cross there.
Can you zoom out a spec, please?
Yeah, so it's...
Like, what's the nearest big cross street?
South of...
there's the mall.
Yeah, it's south of Market Street. It's where the...
it's between Market and
Olive Garden. Olive Garden is on that corner. Right there. Oops.
Olive Garden right there.
Yeah, so it's between D Street and Market. And so because of the long length of signals, there's really no crossing opportunities. So we had just done speed bumps on Weathers and Tierra earlier this year. And now we're looking at this ped crossing. The next one is State and 25th. This is under construction right now. And this was a project where we had the crossing of State Street to cross it on the east side of the intersection. The marked crosswalk was around the corner, and there's controller boxes there. So as a pedestrian, if you were in the southeast corner, you were invisible to the cars that trying to make the right turn.
So
that was a big issue for pedestrians. And so we've moved the crossing in toward the intersection more to the west so that pedestrians are now visible. And we're also adding a median island on the west leg because cars were cutting corners and cutting in front of or behind pedestrians.
That's a weird intersection.
Yeah, it was a big safety issue.
Yep.
River Road at Riviera, which is way north. This is up by Fred Meyer. Last year we did some changing on the striping because we were it was two lanes right to the Fred Meyer driveway, and then there was a weave. So there was people trying to weave into one lane while some were trying to turn. So it was just a really congested area. So what we did was we restriped it to pull the weave back south of there, so everybody weaves before they get to the Fred Meyer driveway, and then there's a right turn lane in itself into Fred Meyer driveway. That was the first phase. The second phase is we're doing some curb extensions and some sidewalk improvements to be able to cross people from the west neighborhood into Fred Meyer so you can walk. Right now that island doesn't have any sidewalks, so we're going to do a crossing through that island onto the north side where there's better visibility, and we'll have more crossing.
That's nice.
There.
That whole drive,
I'm surprised that doesn't have any crossing. I just now realized that.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's been a problem.
That section between the main highway.
Parkway.
All the way up to where you
to Shangri-La.
Go around to get into Kaiser. It's tricky if you're new to that.
Yeah. And well, this will help be a little bit more connected pedestrian-wise. Okay. The next one is State and 21st. This is part of a bigger State Street Road Diet project, but one of the things that we're going to be looking at is State and 21st putting a rapid flashing beacon in. And this is a section where it's four lanes. So it's really hard to cross if you don't have a signal.
Is that the crosswalk thing you said?
Yeah.
Someone's button.
And it's right by, there's a convenience store there on the south side. So it's a little bit, it's where that blank field is. So it's right in there is where we're putting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a convenience store on the south.
Oh, yeah, corner. I know where that's at. Yeah, because State Street is.
Yeah, and there's a gap between where that intersection is to the west and.
I mean, people race there at night. I mean, it's a hotbed of activity. Yeah.
The next one is McClay and Kaplinger. This one's under construction very soon. So this is over in southeast near Corden Road. Kaplinger is a kind of a cutoff. And there's lots of development going on over here. A lot of apartment development and multifamily. So there's a lot more PEDs. Where'd you go? Okay, right there.
Yeah.
So right in here. So
it's actually going to be about here.
Yeah, we were going to have it at Kaplinger, but there was a sight distance issue because of the curve.
You can't see a person standing there.
Yeah,
right.
So we moved it up to right in there. So that'll help connect the two neighborhoods without having to go to Corden or all the way to, what's that other one, Independence, Indianapolis or whatever, by the school, by the middle school there. And that's with sidewalk improvements on Kaplinger, so they're going to be installing sidewalks along the east side of Kaplinger as well. The next one is Market and Coelis Court, which is right in front of the elementary school. Which elementary school is that? I can't remember.
Swiegel Elementary.
So there's some housing going on in here, some low-income housing, and so there was a desire to have a crossing right into the school area and to be able to get across here mid-block.
So they're going to have flashers too?
That'll have flashers, yeah.
We were
originally going to try to do a median, but the problem is that the traffic backs up trying to get into school during pickup.
I could see that.
That if we had a median there, it would stop Market Street. So we backed off on a pedestrian island or just doing a rapid flashing beacon. The next one is Sunnyview and Hollywood, which is just on the north of here. This was going to be just a median island, but the neighborhood wanted just a rapid flashing beacon. So it'll be on the east side of Hollywood there, crossing. Because there was concern now that the school allows access from here, there was concern that a median island would not allow left turns into the school. There's Blanchett there. The next one is Battle Creek and East Lake. And this is an existing median island, and it connects to a linear park. And we've had a lot of complaints that because it's a higher speed road that people aren't yielding to PEDS crossing. Mm-hmm. So the idea is to install, we're not going to use a, we're not going to do a rapid flashing beacon. We're going to try a little bit cheaper alternative, which is the edge lit signs. I've got those in a couple other locations, and they seem to be working pretty well, and they're a lot less expensive. So we're going to look at using those more.
I'm glad that whole strip is finally getting developed, because we live in Sumter neighborhood, and my parents live right behind Costco, and it's okay. Perfect bike paths until you hit that busy street, and it's yeah. Like, I don't want my 12-year-old.
Yeah, so this will be a little, this will help with letting people know that know, people are trying to cross. The next one is 17th at the State Fairgrounds.
Oh, yeah,
this is right in front of Jackman Long Building, and this is I'll talk more about, there's a bunch of things going on Silverton Road, but this is part of that project. So as Silverton Road is being developed next year, right now, this year, we're doing a sewer project. So that's what's going on out there. And then next year, there'll be a road diet and with bike lanes and a bunch of crossings, which I'll get into. One of them is 17th crossing with edge lit signs. And this will be helpful when there's people parking in the gravel parking lot trying to get into the Jackman Long Building.
So,
go too fast?
No, not fast enough. You're only about halfway through the RFBs, and we got a page and a half of other stuff to look at. So,
next one, Silverton and Beach, which is another RFB, which is just down the road. Market and 15th is an RFB. That's right in front of the church there, and we've got a marked crossing on Market. But it doesn't have any other improvements, and we've had some pedestrian.
Is that the Seat of Faith Church or the one further down, Alliance?
I think it's same. Alliance.
Yeah, same Alliance one. Yeah. It's pretty busy.
Can you go to that one? So speeding up too much isn't going to help, because we're still showing Silverton, and you were talking about Market.
Okay. You gotta keep up with me if you want me to go faster, Tony.
There's it says it right there, St. Yeah. Alliance Church.
So there's an existing crossing there at 15th. So, 15th.
Yeah. Okay.
Right there. So there's a marked crossing, and this is kind of why we don't just mark crossings, is we've not had compliance at all out here, and we finally got some funding. I think this is going to be a grant, a state grant. And we're going to add rapid flashing beacons here to make it a better crossing. And it crosses to a park, so it's a good location. Liberty and Davis is a new...
You skipped one.
Oh.
Pringle Road.
Oh, Pringle Road. Okay, yeah, this is a good one. So Pringle Road at Leslie Middle School. We're looking at installing a pedestrian island crossing at their driveway into Pringle Elementary, with edge lit flashing lights.
Top right corner.
This is a good test of our knowledge of where things are. The other problem that we're having out here is the school zone is so long. So the school, the school flashing lights are north of Ewald and go all the way down to Suncrest.
Oh, that is.
No, not that far. No, it goes up. It's up. It's right there.
It's right here at Copper Glen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Copper Glen. So the issue is that when you come off of the side streets, you don't know what the speed is, because I can't have a speed limit sign in that zone because that changes the speed limit.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we're looking at doing is a variable message speed sign, which will connect to the flasher. So when the flashers are operating, it will show 20 miles an hour. And when the flashers aren't operating, it'll show 30 miles an hour.
Okay.
And so then that will that will allow us to better enforce speed issues in front of the school, especially during non-school times. And it will let drivers know what they should be driving. Then Liberty and Davis is a new pedestrian island under construction. It connects Crossler Middle School with the developments to the southeast. We were trying to get a sidewalk on the east side of Liberty, but we just didn't have the funding to do that. So this was an alternative.
It's in this vicinity.
Yeah, it's right there. Yeah. This allows us for that neighborhood to be able to walk to Crossler. And Orchard Heights and Parkway. This is in front of Orchard Heights Park on Orchard Heights Road. And it's a rapid flashing beacon crossing to the park. It's right there. So it'll be crossing on the west side of Parkway and connect into that neighborhood.
We put a light there too.
Well, I tried to get a left turn lane, but that got
if you had a light,
out.
You wouldn't need the rapid flashing.
Yeah. Or a crosswalk, yeah.
So the bike lane projects, we talked a little bit about Union Street on the west end. We're also extending the Union Street project to past Capitol to Marion Street. So they're going to remove one, I think they're removing one lane in each direction to provide it. So it's kind of, so 12th Street, as it curves into Union, it's going to go down to one lane in each direction.
Oh.
Yeah, and then there'll be a buffered bike lane around that curve. You can see that curve. And it will connect to down to Marion, and there'll be a crossing, and then that will allow the bike connection to the to the parkway, the bike lanes along 12th Street, the multi-use path.
So you're keeping the median?
Yeah, and removing lanes.
At Union Street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that going to be confusing?
No, because what will happen is if you're northbound on 12th Street, if you're in the left lane, you'll have to turn left onto.
It'll be a forced turn.
Yeah, you'll be a forced turn.
Yeah.
And then so beyond that, the bike lane will be. And then you'll have one lane to go through, and then you can turn right onto Capitol to go north.
Okay.
The next one is Commercial Street between Union and Vision, and this one is almost completed. This is a reverse bike. Well, this is connecting Commercial Street more directly with Union Street, family-friendly bikeway, instead of having to go down Front Street. So on the southbound bikes can continue through Front Street and connect southbound. So we'll have a bike. No, goes down on Commercial Street to Union.
Okay.
They'll go that way in front of the
arches.
Arches, yeah.
And then we're going to have a reverse bike lane for northbound on Commercial Street. So a bicyclist that wants to go north will have a bike lane with a little median to be able to go directly north without having to go over to Front Street to come back and backtrack.
So they're going against traffic?
They'll go against traffic, yeah.
It'll be on the east side.
Yeah, so we remove parking along that side to provide the room for it. And we remove parking on both sides of this road to be able to put this bike facility in.
Nice.
Commercials.
So for southbound cyclists?
You'll have a bike lane.
What is this intended to help?
Yeah, there'll be a bike lane that you can continue south on.
So there's the multi-use path here.
And there'll be a bike crossing.
Cross, and then
continue south.
Then if you're headed,
then you're on Union Street.
Yeah, and then you can go east or west on Union. So it's creating a bike connection that didn't exist instead of having to use Front Street. So it saves bicyclists a couple blocks of going out of their way.
Yeah.
Commercial Street, we're looking at, there's a buffered bike lane and there's some discussions going on. There's going to be a signal there, in which I'll talk later. But we're looking at doing some enhancements as part of the signal project on Commercial at Radcliffe.
I got to ask a question. How hard would it be to provide us with maps?
On all of these?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's going to be a lot of work.
Okay, never mind.
So just if you...
We could do it, but you won't get them until next time.
Well, I understand. I'm just... It's hard to follow.
If you're seeing some of this, you know, if you want more questions, just mark it down.
I've got it marked.
We definitely, okay.
I've got some questions.
So on the one that you're on now, mm-hmm. Kevin, you're mostly talking, I think. You were saying there, you didn't really complete the sentence. You said there are discussions about...
We have a buffered bike lane here now that was just put in a year or two ago. We're going to be doing a project to install a signal here, and there's some talk about maybe, and some new sidewalks. So there's going to be a sidewalk connection that's happening, past the Fuzzy Duck or whatever that is, up towards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
There's a sidewalk along here.
Yeah, so we're missing sidewalks. We're putting sidewalk in, and so there's some talk about, do we want to maybe bring the bikes off the buffered bike lane and put them on a multi-use path and actually have more of a physical separation or not. So that hasn't been resolved yet. But we're looking at some maybe improvements to the bike facility for a small section here.
I'd like to come back to this one at the end.
Okay. Yeah, make a note, and I can bring plans and stuff for the future. In fact, by the next CATSE meeting, we'll probably have a determination of what we want to do out here.
Right.
I already talked about Union Street Bridge work. Union Street Cottage this summer.
The
candlestick. So one of the things that we're having some problems with, some vehicles parking in the buffered bike lanes that we installed on Union Street for Saturday Market.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we're going to look at is maybe installing some candlesticks in the buffer to make it hard for people to go around and use the bike lane. And depending on how successful that is, we may use that on other parts of the Union Street family-friendly bikeway.
Yeah. I think because me and my wife go there regularly, and I think the people are finally figuring out they can park in that gravel lot.
Yeah.
And so, but some people still don't know. And so, anytime I'm there, I'm like, "You park in that? You park over there."
Yeah. So we're looking at trying to
to
help that, but we don't want to do that until Saturday Market's done, because it'll be easier to start something in the beginning instead of having people used to it.
Or break a bunch of them.
And then the other thing that we're looking at is Capitol Street Road Diet. So from Center Street north all the way to Market. It's three lanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at reducing some of the double turns to help with pedestrian movements. But we're also looking at converting one of the three lanes on Capitol Street into a buffered bike lane.
Yeah.
And it looks like we might have funding for this. It's made the 100% list, but it's not obligated, so anything can happen. But right now we're looking at this being a project. And then that would provide a buffered bike lane connection to, you know, to the middle school there and to D Street.
Yeah, you'd have the middle school, the high school, everything's
right
there. And I'm surprised with that many kids. When it's school time, because I live right there, man, there's kids everywhere.
Yeah.
And I'm surprised it doesn't have a little bit more, like, bike, you know, something.
And we're also looking, because we have some bus stops there, we're looking at some treatments that will keep the buses from having to use a bike lane to access the riders. So Portland's got some ideas of these little bus islands that we're thinking about using. So some sidewalk projects is we're looking at Orchard Heights. There's between Schoolhouse and Parkway. There's a missing section of sidewalk there of completing it. There's a water facility there. And then also further down towards the park, I think on the south side of Orchard Heights, there's some missing sidewalk that will be done. Brush College. This is, there's an elementary, Brush College Elementary School near Doak's Ferry. There's a missing sidewalk to the west all along the frontage there that connects a big new subdivision. And we're wanting to get a sidewalk connection there so people can walk to the elementary school.
Yeah.
State Street between Greencrest and 49th. Okay, this is providing a connection. There's that big East Park subdivision there, and there's a bus stop on the south side of State Street that one direction you can't get at. And we have a new signal there at Greencrest, and so we're going to make the connection, a sidewalk connection on the south side, so people can go from the bus stop over to the signal to cross. That's what that project is. And then we have a bunch of other sidewalk infills that I don't have details for as part of the bond project, and I think we're still trying to figure out all of the sidewalk improvements that we're going to be doing.
And I thought you'd do the famous sidewalk that I always ask about.
I don't know. You've been a good boy.
We tried to get a sidewalk there. I think I started in the 90s.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll get it.
No, I don't
be like
think
when
so.
It, won.
It would be very expensive.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so about... So these are road improvements now, which, you know, with the road improvements, we're also going to get sidewalks and bike lanes.
Right.
So one of the big ones is we've got from Kubler all the way north to, up into that area. Yeah, we've got some big subdivisions coming in, and so we're going to be getting a three-lane section on Battle Creek with left-turn lanes,
yeah.
And we're going to be getting bike lanes and sidewalks on that side.
Yeah.
And I think a couple of ped crossings, bike ped crossings.
Multi-use path.
That's right. North side will be a multi-use path. And then
there'll be a ped crossing
here, there, at Independence.
RFB.
Yeah.
And eventually we'll get this signalized, and this will get squared up.
And we'll have a crossing of Reed.
That signal is not too close to the Cooper signal?
No.
It's pretty far. And then...
Is that developable land there?
Oh, yeah.
I think they're already doing it.
Yeah,
this is all coming.
And so that last piece, that last southern end of Reed Road will also get proper bike lanes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it'll connect. Everything on Reed will be finished.
Good.
Right.
And there's going to be a park over there and stuff.
Yeah, this is city park land. And then development occurring here that are required to do frontage improvements out to Kubler with sidewalk and bike lane.
Did Morningstar sell their property?
Not that I'm aware of.
They're doing a strip mall, so there's a whole talk about it. My dad goes there, and they're talking about it.
Well, they've been talking about that for a
day.
They're going to do a store, too.
They might have a better investor.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, their access to 27th is problematic.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've told them that.
Pringle Road.
Yeah.
This is north of Madrona. We're looking at street improvements along there between Georgia, which is just north of Madrona, all the way up to McGillcrest. So it's right in that area.
Oh,
so it'll be sidewalk improvements, bike lanes, a ped crossing at one of the streets. I can't remember the name of it. I can't see anymore. But that's a good project because there's some bus stops there that'll connect.
So will the Pringle Road include a center turn lane?
I don't think so. No.
So it needs to be widened to include sidewalks, but other than that, not widening?
I can't remember if we have a center turn lane. I think it's just widening for bike lanes and sidewalks.
I think there's adequate right of way for that, but not the extra 12 feet for the center turn.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And because we'd actually have to go through and buy
frontages of properties.
Oh, yeah.
To get the center turn lane.
Yeah.
So.
That's not viable.
Yeah, so I think we're just trying to get, you know, bring it up to kind of more of the standard road, a two-lane road. With bike lanes and sidewalk, and then we do have one crossing because there is a bus stop that we want to try to make sure that people can get back and forth to. Commercial Street between Boone and 12th Street cutoff. So this is missing some sidewalk here. Well, that's, no, this is up at the cutoff there. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the paving project later. So it's, yeah, right in there, north of Trader Joe's. There's that, as you're heading on the east side of the road, heading north, there's no sidewalk.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And there's a, yeah, on both sides,
very,
there's no
sidewalk. It's awkward. Yeah, it's a very weird turning situation there.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm used to it, but if you're not hip to it, boy, you're like, oh, where am I going now?
Yeah.
And McGillcrest, we did phase one, which was a signal at 22nd and some road improvements. They're currently building phase two, which is from 25th to where phase one was. And then they're providing a left turn lane on 25th. So right now it's a four-lane section, and it'll become a five-lane section right at 25th.
I have to get closer. I can't see any of that.
Well, these aerials are so old.
Is that right? Oh,
where is that? You said there's a five-lane? Wait,
well, right now
it's four lanes, so they'll widen it to put a left turn.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
that's good.
And there is a desire to try to get a multi-use path on the airport side. We've been trying for
that the airport?
For years. Yeah, the airport's right there.
Okay,
got it.
Okay.
Okay.
And further to the east, we just realigned 22nd Street. Now that curves, and it's got signal, and then. Phase three is going to go from about right where the creek is there all the way to 12th Street.
And that will be?
It'll be three lanes with bike lanes and sidewalks on both sides.
Wow. That's awesome.
Wow.
And a new crossing of the railroad tracks.
Cool.
So you can pay for that, but you can't pay for my sidewalk.
You don't have federal government behind you. This is all federal. This is all a federal project. Yeah.
Okay.
So that kind of covers both those McGillcrest things. Fisher Road North, which is, if you're a Harley fan, near the Harley Davidson store.
I'm there regularly. Much to the chagrin of John Latimer.
So it's Silverton North. That's where it is. Keep going north. No, the other way.
The other north?
The other north. So it's from Silverton. Well, this one is actually, full street improvements. So actually this is, I'm wrong. Yeah. So this is from Silverton South.
Behind Walmart right there.
Yeah. So this is, right now it's a two-lane road with no sidewalks or bike lanes or anything.
It's a sketchy road.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that walk there.
People just park their cars randomly. I mean, it's sketchy.
And so this is a full widening to a two-lane road with bike lanes and sidewalks on both sides.
Yeah, that's going
to
be
all
great.
The way, actually it connects all the way to Market. So we did a little section of Fisher Road in front of Fred Meyer.
Yeah.
So it's going to complete that whole section all the way to Silverton Road. And this is that was a bond project. The next group are some bridge projects that are happening. These will be real quick. I'm not gonna, we won't look at where they're at.
Silverton Road Diet, you missed that one.
Silverton Road Diet.
The very last one.
Oh, Silverton Road Diet. So, as part of, we talked a little bit about Silverton Road, so we're going to be converting, currently Silverton Road is four lanes, two lanes in each direction, and the plan will be from 17th to Lansing, just past Lansing, it will be just one lane in each direction with a left turn lane and bike lanes, and there's going to be a ped crossing at the
Sedona.
At Sedona up there.
And at Beach.
South at where the, keep right there. there's a medical clinic there and with a bus stop on the other side, so that it'll be right in there.
Yeah,
and so it, because there's a lot of people that go to this medical clinic that come by transit.
Yeah,
so
are there going to be sidewalks?
Yeah, it'll be sidewalks. There's sidewalks there, but there'll be some sidewalk improvements as well.
Well, plus when you had the fair going on and all that,
yeah,
there's
a
lot of people
crossing.
Just trying to get across, depending on where they could find parking.
Yeah.
So it's good to have.
And then we have four bridges that are weight restricted, and so those are going to be brought up to seismic standards. One is on Liberty by the police station. One is and the one's on Mission Street by the hospital and Bush Park.
Well, if we ever get any water, Mill Creek might rise.
Yeah. And then the other two are in the neighborhood, 17th and Mill Creek, and then 15th.
Can we raise the clearance on River Road?
Yeah, no. These are just structurally making what we have better. The next one is some new signals. We kind of talked a little bit about Radcliffe and Commercial. That's going to have a signal.
Yeah.
We're adding a signal in at Davis and Liberty, which is at Crossler. That one's in construction now. And then we're also adding a signal at Battle Creek and Reed, and we kind of talked about that as well. And then the fourth one that we didn't really talk about is there's also going to be a signal at Liberty and Madrona.
Mildred.
Or Mildred, I'm sorry. Liberty and Mildred. Or Liberty and Madrona.
Where that flashing stop sign went.
Yeah. And this one will be funded by the development.
This development?
That guy, yeah.
This development going right there?
Yeah, phase one is in.
That's nice. It'll help connect all those communities.
But I'm not sure the status of or when that's going to happen, because it is going to matter when he goes into phase two. So,
who's the developer?
Harrison. Some signal modifications that we are doing. We are looking at adding left turn phasing on Commercial Street between this right now. To make a left when you're on Commercial Street, you have to wait for traffic. This is the main part of Commercial between downtown and Fred Meyer.
Oh, yeah.
Or Alice right here in the split.
Oh.
So this whole section here, and you want to make a left, you have a left turn lane, but you don't have a signal. You have to turn in the queue.
Yeah.
Wait for gaps. With the new bike.
What are you going to do there?
So what we're going to do is we're going to add a left turn phase. So we're going to put left turn heads up. And the reason we're doing that is because we've already kind of, with the bike crossing on Commercial at Liberty, we have the bike signal. We're allowing left turns onto Alice, and so we have gaps now that we can, in signal timing, add that. So these will allow some small left turns for vehicles.
If we say left turn phasing, is that where you have
arrow.
Your
green
light?
You'll get a
green arrow.
And then a flashing, and then a flashing yellow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So will that be at each traffic light on Commercial?
Yes.
Between Alice
between those,
and Rural.
Between Alice. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to do it all.
Yeah.
Because that's just a signal change.
Sorry?
Your first and second items in this section are the same thing?
Yeah, so I crossed one out. Yes, yeah, that was a mistake. So what I did want to also talk about is we are installing what's called a leading pedestrian interval. It's where when the pedestrians get a walk before cars get a green light.
Yeah.
We've done a bunch of that downtown, and that's to get pedestrians out and established as their right-of-way. And so we're going to continue to look at using that leading pedestrian interval throughout town in more locations, especially where we're having problems with cars not yielding to peds. We're starting a downtown signal timing study, so council has asked us to look at...
But you've already done that.
No.
No, we've talked about it.
We talked about it. So, yeah, we're starting it. We've got a contract, and it's to look at making progression downtown about 20 miles an hour. And then we're also, as part of that study, we're going to look at bike ped safety downtown. as well. So are there some places where we should maybe restrict turns on red or do some other safety things? So that's underway. We're still continuing to add reflectorized back plates, improve software and flashing yellows on traffic intersections, getting rid of the 5-section doghouses that we used to have. Mm-hmm. We're almost done, so we've gone through quite a few. We have 270 intersection signals that we're managing throughout, and that includes some that are managed, are owned by ODOT, and some owned by Kaiser, and some owned by Marion County. So we manage all of them in the area. Portland Road, Shumawa to Hazel Green.
Yeah, that's the one that North Star was supposed to
okay.
do.
Yeah, so there's some potential future improvements to that intersection. It's supposed to have double left turns and stuff, but
you got plenty of room. You could repave it, remark it, whatever.
Pavement R&R that's happening again, Silverton Road. You know, we kind of talked about some of that, but we're adding a left turn lane on Silverton Road at 17th. Right now, there is none. You want to go there?
Yeah.
This, you know, it's a 4-lane section, and you kind of just stop in traffic to turn to go to the fair. Mm-hmm. So we're widening that intersection and adding a westbound left turn.
West to south.
Widening Silverton Road?
Well, they're removing one of the lanes.
It's part of the road diet.
It's part of the road diet.
So it from 4 lanes to 3.
Yeah.
With bike
lanes. And bike lanes.
Now, just because we're on this topic, I mean, it's probably too late to do anything about it, but just food for thought is some of those other marked out parking lots. I'm just thinking during fair time, because some of those parking lots won't have a dedicated turn from the left, but they will try, and that could cause congestion. And so, I know that there's two main parking areas on that left. I don't know if there could be like a dedicated left turn.
There
it
will
be used all the time.
Well,
be a continuous two-way left turn lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what when we go from the 4 lanes to the 3 lanes? One of the lost lanes will become bike lanes, and then the other lost lane will be the two-way left
turn. Okay, and it'll be the whole length.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we already talked.
Just back up, you know, during fair time.
Okay. I think we already talked about the rest of the pavement stuff on Silverton Road.
Yeah.
We didn't.
We
also talked about the pavement. Forgot we're doing pavement. We're doing rebuilding pavement. This isn't on the list, but a project is to repave Commercial Street from Kubler North to the 12th Street cutoff. And one of the things that we're also going to do is where the 12th Street cutoff, it's hard for bikes to be in that area.
Yeah,
oh, did I miss
have,
that?
Yeah,
I
missed that. But you skipped it.
Okay. So if you go up to your third bullet point of roadway and paving projects, third one, so we're going to be repaving Commercial Street, Boone to 12th Street cutoff, and then we're going to be adding a bunch of green bike. We're going to, so zoom into that where the cutoff is. No, down south, the cutoff to Liberty. So right in there,
Sunnyside.
Yeah, right in that area it's hard for bikes to cut across to continue south on Commercial. So we're going to redo how drivers get onto Sunnyside and have some green bike paint and some other stuff to try to make that an easier transition and clearer for where cars need to be and where bikes need to be. Because bikes have two choices to continue south on Sunnyside or to continue south on Commercial. So we're going to try to do some striping changes there to make it easier and more recognizable for drivers that their bikes are also in this area. Okay, sorry I missed that one. Eyes are tired.
But the paving goes all the way to Boone.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's pretty, it's, yeah, it's pretty, pretty rutted. Downtown streetscape, we're in phase five, which is the north and south sides of State Street, Court, and Chemeketa, between Commercial and Liberty. We'll be doing, as part of that, we're upgrade ADA parking spaces, which is important for downtown for accessibility. So that's kind of one of the things that we look at, is make sure we're meeting ADA standards for that. Coming next year, we are going to be changing all of the speed limit signs on residential streets from 25 to 20. And that will involve 3,000 plus signs going in.
Does that really make a difference in what speed people go?
We'll find out, because we're going to do a study. As part of that, we're going to, Portland has done it on some sections of their town, and they say they've seen good results. But we're going to do a bunch of traffic counts prior to it and then some traffic counts after to see what effects we have. And we'll see.
Yeah.
That's a federal project grant, so it's not gas tax money that we're using.
I'm sure you guys are loving all the questions from your friends and family.
Yeah, and then, because people are like, why are you doing that and not this? And it has to do with pots of money. We have... You know, we can go for a grant here, and that money is only spent for that project. And then we've got some money to do some guardrail installations. One of them is on Commercial by the split, Welcome Way. Nobody ever, there was so much vegetation there for years that nobody saw how deep of a creek that is. Mm-hmm. And then when we had the ice storm, it all got cleared out, and people are like, there's a big hole, and Tony had all these posts installed where we're going to get right up, we're going to do guardrail here.
I read this at work and then drove home, and I'm like,
yeah,
how has that never existed? It's
yeah,
insane.
And you didn't notice it was so full of vegetation. Yeah, yeah, you just never saw it. And then we're looking at guardrail on Turner Road by I can't think of that.
Oh, wow.
Will it change the turn on the Welcome?
Yes. No.
No.
Probably nobody really even thought about it.
Yeah, I mean, it was all so vegetated up.
Overgrown area. Yeah. You're not going to think twice about it.
Well, my dentist is right around the corner there.
And then you want to go to Boone or Turner and what's that? The other side of the airport. And we're looking at guardrail on Turner Road over near Robertson's RV. Well, north of there. No, keep going north, sorry. It's on this curve right in there. There was a fatal, so that got us the money to do guardrail through this curve. And then the other guardrail location is Boone Road between...
Wait, before you zoom out there a little, I'm not sure. Oh, that's south of Walmart.
South of Walmart.
Okay.
It's in front of, there's that manufactured home park there.
Yeah,
we need to put like bike lanes and sidewalks on.
There's sidewalks, yeah, there's no bike lanes. That would be a big project because of the big culverts that are there, but yes, it needs that. And then the other spot, it was here on that south curve right there. A couple years ago, we had like two or three cars in a row go into the house, in the backyard of those houses.
Was it during the ice storm?
It was just normal. Wow. And I haven't had any problems since then, but that was like 7 years ago, and it took 7 years to finally get money to do something in about 3 or 4 more years. So these guardrail projects are probably not going to happen until 2029, I think, 2028, 2029.
Okay.
But that's all the projects, and we still have 5 minutes.
Okay.
So
you've made a list of all the ones you want to have more information on, and you will provide those to us so we can talk about them next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to just do a couple. We're not going to have a lot. If everybody picked two or three projects, we would need about 3 or 4 hours to explain them all. So, but if you have one or two that you're really interested in, let us know. We can get the plans, or at least the concept plans if we don't have plans drawn yet, and get into detail.
It seems to me
Go ahead.
I was going to say,
I'm going to make
Sharon,
you large now.
But I'll go ahead.
No, you go, Cheryl. Yeah.
Okay. So I marked 8 things.
Okay.
Taking notes. I do not expect to talk about all 8 of them or everyone else's all 8 in the next 4 minutes. But I think the highest priority that rises for my mind is coming back to the southeast commercial project between Ratcliffe and Madrona, adding the sidewalk, the potential of, for the first time, having an actual safe bike lane that's above the curb. And that is a design to look at for future bike lanes. As I ride around and realize I'm riding in a bike lane next to a curb, if someone's about to hit me, there's nothing I can do. They're going to hit me or I'm going to wreck into the curb. And I was riding in the Tualatin part of West Lynn recently, and they have a beautiful wide bike lane sidewalk combo. They're clearly marked and they're all above the curb, and I felt very safe. And so that section between Ratcliffe and Madrona is a perfect place and perfect timing to try that, see if it works. I felt very comfortable with that design in West Lynn.
Yeah, and we have that design on Madrona, and we're doing it on Battle Creek as well, as multi-use paths that are off the curb.
Okay.
That are up above. So we are, yeah. So for yours, if you have 8, if you could prioritize them, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and then we can see what comments we get back and how many we can do. And at a minimum, I can just give you a
rank. You want us to email?
Email them, yeah. Email them, because we're not going to have time to kind of go through them. And, and we'll also reach out to the other members that weren't here. I'll just be able to pick 1 or 2 for them, and then we'll try to give a little bit more detail. At a minimum, we can give you the plan so you can look at them and have conversations with us after the fact if you need to.
So I have,
well, I guess rather than be after the fact specifically on commercial between Ratcliffe and Madrona, how do we have input right now? Because you just said next time you come to us it'll be decided. What if we want to have input?
Brian Banta is the project manager, so reach out to him. It's B Banta, B-A-N-T-A. It's 2 B for Brian, and then B-A-N-T-A at cityofsalem.net. So just send him a quick email and said, hey, you're part of CATC, you're interested in what this design's going to look like. And and I'll give him a heads up that you're going to email him, so
thank
I'll be
you.
Ready. But yeah, if you guys could... I know, real quick, if you just want to write down what you have or mark this sheet and send it to us, then we can get more information.
So it seems to me some of the bigger discussions we're going to have is the overall movement of traffic in the city, particularly with the major thoroughfares, and whether any of those are going to be changed in any way. I notice when I drive across town, there are some places where it's just really slow.
Yeah.
And you stop at lights.
Yeah. One of the things that, you know, Julie, who's, you know, has been to these meetings a few times, she's going to be starting to work on Salem Transportation System Plan. So that's kind of the overall plan of what we want to see. So if we're having capacity issues here or if we're missing something there, you know, that's the place to kind of identify it, because when we look at funding, federal or state funding, a lot of times that will want to know that we have it in a plan listed somewhere as a priority. So that work will be starting here, and I know she's going to have a few meetings with you guys, because you'll be integral in reviewing the information they have, because they're going to have lots of input from neighborhoods and from individuals and different groups that want things, and she's going to be trying to compile it, and we'll definitely bring it to you guys for comments. But that's the big piece that would be important.
And we keep talking about building new housing, and that's going to require transportation changes, I would imagine.
Yep.
And I have not seen any discussion in the newspaper or anywhere about how that's going to be done to integrate all the building and the people. You're going to have a lot more people either driving or riding buses or walking.
Well, and I think that's why there's, you know, been a big push right now to try to get bike lanes in and pet crossings in to give people alternatives, because...
Well, what I'm suggesting is that it would be good to see, given where the development is going to go, where are you talking about making the bike lanes and the sidewalks and other transportation changes that will affect the whole transportation system of the
city.
But
with the growth, I wouldn't expect roads to be widened to add lanes for vehicles.
Yeah, we're limited on, I mean, our space is set, so it's what do we do within that space to improve it.
Is the state going to provide any money for any of this? I mean, the governor is really pushing this development, but I don't know who's going to pay for it all.
I don't know.
It's going to be expensive.
We should invite her to our meeting.
Hmm?
We should invite her to our meeting.
Never mind.
But, yeah, I mean, it. You know, there's the Vision Zero plan that we're working on. I mean, we've been doing Vision Zero stuff by these crossing improvements and different things. But there's, you know, that plan's going to be coming out, and we'll have meetings on that with you guys.
Well, that's all really good stuff. I guess somewhere along the line, we need to be talking about the big picture, what it means for transportation in the city.
Yeah. It's getting tougher.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, development is not required for parking anymore, because I think there's desire to use other means.
Parking is not required for development.
Yeah.
Said it backwards.
Oh, parking is
required. Development is not required for parking.
What happens
pay
is...
Paradise and put up a parking lot.
Yeah.
People park on the city streets if you don't have parking provided for the development.
But now they have to pay.
But in neighborhoods, they don't.
In the neighborhoods,
not
they don't.
In the neighborhoods, they
so
don't.
The complaints are, these people are parking in front of my house. I can't park there anymore. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah. Well, so there's, I mean, like with development, there's always the growing pains and.
And savvy developers recognize that they need to provide on-site parking, or they won't be successful.
Yeah. And they can charge a premium.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, the city doesn't always allow them to have the additional parking.
No, it's not.
It's a legislature mandated it. We had to follow the law.
Oh,
make sure that you get that right.
Yeah, you and the law. Damn it.
Is there any other questions before we go?
Could you tell us if we send an email to follow up with a short list of prioritized things we're interested in, who should we send it to, and give us a deadline?
Okay, that's a good one. Send it to
Tony and Kevin.
Yeah, either one of us, Kevin or Tony.
Or both.
And yeah, if we could have it probably within a week. Well, yeah, two weeks.
Because our next meeting will be in October.
October 1st.
Yeah.
So if we had it a couple of weeks, and
couple
that would
weeks.
Give us time
to do the research,
yeah.
And we'll have a map, and we'll try to give you a little bit more better details of what it is, and it won't be as fast.
One of the problems is when you go through all of this so quickly, and with the maps,
I know
they're so small, it's really hard to follow.
Yeah, and that's why I was just, you know,
This is high level.
I assumed a lot of it wasn't really interesting to you guys, so I wanted to go fast and then,
that's fine. But somewhere along the line, it'd be nice to see the whole thing integrated and how it's going to work.
Just make an appointment, John, and we'll walk it through with you.
Never mind.
We're happy to sit down.
All right, well, if there's no other business, let's adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yay. Thanks, Carol.